Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fallon in Providence. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR. There is a buyer for the Providence Journal. It's the parent company of Gatehouse Media, which owns small newspapers in cities across the country. Joining us to talk about this is Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay. So, Scott, what does the sale mean for the future of journalism in Rhode Island?
Well, you know, the Providence Journal is a 185-year-old paper with a storied past, and I think we have to be honest and say an uncertain future. We look at a business that's evolved rapidly from the dead tree so-called product, the newspaper, that those of us of a certain age grew up reading every day in Rhode Island, and of course it's morphed into the internet and mobile devices now as a way for a lot of people getting their news. So we are definitely in a new era, and we're going to just have to see how this sugars out. One of the things about this sale was it was pretty much shrouded in secrecy, and we don't really know what the intent of the new owners are. One of the grand ironies of journalism is they want open government. They always want transparency from everyone else, but they're not always so good at being transparent when their own interests are at stake.
Sure. So how does Gatehouse differ from the current owner, the Texas-based A.H. Bilo Corporation?
Well, I think the biggest difference is that Gatehouse does not own a large, distinguished newspaper, as does Bilo, which runs a pretty good paper in Dallas, the Dallas Morning News. And I think they were good stewards of the Providence Journal the first few years they had it until things went awry. And, of course, they sold their properties in California and in Rhode Island, and as we see with the Journal now, basically, they're a Texas-based company. They're based in Dallas. It was only natural that when the business started to falter, that they retrenched, circled the wagons, and put their resources into Dallas and sold the Riverside, California paper and today the Projo.
So, Scott, here's a question I've been hearing a lot from folks. Why doesn't the sale include the Projo's real estate in downtown Providence?
The headquarters on Fountain Street is not part of the deal. Dave, you're correct. The best guess that I have in talking to some real estate people around town who understand the market is right now there's a glut of office space in downtown Providence, and I assume that the Dallas-based Bilo people could not get the price they wanted. So what they've done is they've got this year lease with the new company, Gatehouse. It gives them more time to market the building. It gives Gatehouse time to figure out where they want to have their offices in Providence or maybe in a suburban community.
Scott, of course, you worked at the Projo for decades. I worked at the Projo's radio station. You know a lot of people still working there. What are you hearing from employees?
Well, what I hear is a sense of anxiety, frankly, because there was a meeting this morning with the employees and a representative of the new owners, and he took no questions and just merely said, you know, we're going to go on. A lot of platitudes, I guess, but they really don't know what the future holds. Morale is very bad. It's so bad that the wallpaper is peeling off the walls in the newsroom, and there's a betting pool in the newsroom as to when the wallpaper falls off and hits the floor, what date that happens. So I think they've got some work to do, the new owners, in trying to rebuild the newsroom morale. And I think there's some really great journalists who still work at the Providence Journal. Don't get me wrong, but there's not as many as there used to be. And the big question that's on all of the employees' minds is, are they going to be further cutting staff?
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay, thanks.
Thank you, Dave.